Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, October 26th, 2017. With me today, again, Kelly Gaumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great. And John Martellaro, I hope you're well, too.
Back again for the first time?
For the first time today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great to have both of you on again. And I wanted both of you on because it gives me this nice balance for where I wanted to go with our discussion today. And what I want to talk about is iPhone X, because that's the pre-order thing starts at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time Friday morning.
So, and why is it 12:01 instead of 12 o'clock? It's because a lot of people are having trouble telling a.m. and p.m. and midnight and noon.
Yeah,
so 12:01 makes it definitive
makes it
that it's a.m.
easier. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think it's a smart move. So, which is also the same time that Stranger Things season 2 drops. So now you have to make a life choice here, people. But so we have the iPhone X ready to drop for pre-orders tomorrow morning. And I'm betting there's at least one person out there that still isn't up to speed on what the iPhone X is. So really quick, it's Apple's new flagship phone. It uses an OLED instead of LCD screen. So this is the first time Apple's used OLED.
Organic light emitting diode, self-illuminating, no backlight.
Right. So when you have a good OLED screen, it gives you richer, more vibrant colors than you will get on a comparable LCD. And the blacks will be much blacker because instead of having to block light from passing through the screen, there's just simply no light. So you have this screen that has the potential to be much better than a comparable LCD screen.
Apple Watch has it.
Yes, Apple Watch has it. And you can use your Apple Watch in sunlight much easier than your LCD iPhone screen.
This is true.
There's no home button because what they did was they made the screen 5.8 inches diagonal and they packed it into a body that's just slightly bigger than an iPhone 7 or iPhone 8. So you lose pretty much the bezel all the way around. And then that means there's no room for a home button.
That's what's so sexy about it. And it just looks so cool.
It does look cool, and we'll see how well the no home button version actually plays out once people get it in their hands. But that also means no Touch ID. So
so how do you unlock your phone, Jeff?
With your face, Kelly. Just smash it with your face. Hmm. No, wait. You hold the phone so that...
Oh, you mean you don't lick it?
Well, you can, John. they have tongue ID for you.
Tongue ID. There you go.
Brilliant. And the process of scanning your tongue is nearly pornographic, but that's another show.
So we're not going to go into that here.
No, we aren't. But face ID. So scanning your face and using that as the biometric authentication system instead of your fingerprint.
With an infrared laser that's low energy, 30,000 points. Can identify you even with sunglasses or at night.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that grow facial hair, you can grow a mustache or a beard. You can change it all up, and because it's using infrared, it doesn't matter that you have the facial hair.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the part Apple's having trouble getting in large quantities, right?
That's what the word on the street is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that little infrared laser that scans your face. You know, it's very sophisticated.
There's part of me right now that is questioning all of these reports. And even though I think it's very likely we will have extremely limited supplies of iPhone X for pre-order and then next Friday for launch as well, there's this little voice in the back of my head saying, maybe they got it wrong. Maybe all of these supply chain sources are wrong, and we will have much larger iPhone inventory available for launch than we're expecting right now.
Well, you know, often Apple does multi-source. So if one vendor has trouble, another vendor can take up the slack. So if one vendor reports he's having troubles in the supply chain, people draw the conclusion that it's global.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there's also the piece of this that, until the iPhone 8, honestly, I was under the impression that Apple never made enough phones for whatever was being launched, regardless of what it was. I mean, we've seen that time and time again. But also, this time there are going to be a percentage in the store, which is fascinating to me, to go back to the Apple Watch example, given how the Apple Watch was, hey, this is great, and we think the watch is amazing, and you should totally check it out in a store. And when you're done in the store, they're going to tell you all about how you pull out your iPhone and buy one. Mm-hmm. And so it didn't really, you know, so only half of it was like the in-store component. They didn't have any to hand you in the store for quite a while after they launched it. So I'm curious. I mean, we know there's not going to be enough iPhone 10s. Now, whether it's going to be the breathtakingly low number that has been reported basically since Apple announced the iPhone 10, or it's going to be not as many as we thought, but still a whole lot of people are going to get them 0 day or within the first week or two mm-hmm. of 0 day, remains to be seen. So I'm curious what, you know, sort of numbers we're actually going to get. And the reason I'm curious is because I know that there's never going to be a point when we're going to find out.
I wonder, Kelly, if maybe there is some convolution between four-figure price anxiety bleeding into anxiety about Apple's ability to deliver. When has Apple ever failed to deliver or ship 20 million phones that were defective?
Yeah, never. And so that's why I'm sort of curious
for
what
failure
the,
to deliver AirPods, Apple Pencil.
Those were supply issues. I will absolutely.
Yeah, those were supply issues.
But they worked. Once you got it, it worked.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true.
Yes. Yeah. So now that we've talked about the iPhone 10, I'm going to talk about the first bit, which is I won't be in line for one of those. I don't have to be up. I may be up tonight because Stranger Things. Oh, my God, you guys, Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be up waiting for a phone because I bought an iPhone 8 and I am super pleased with my iPhone 8 and I am so glad that I got it. And I have a bunch of reasons why I decided
you went from a 6S to an 8 and skipped the 7. So right. It's natural for you.
And right. And Kelly, this is specifically why I wanted you on the show today, because you bought an iPhone 8.
I did.
And you're very happy with it, which is not to imply that I'm surprised you're happy with it. I'm just pointing out you're very happy with it.
No, and that's the thing is, like, people are like, I've mentioned to people I have an 8, you know, oh, really? You know, yeah.
Yeah, but you mentioned also when you bought it, when you went online and bought it, it felt like there wasn't a lot of pressure on the servers.
Well, I did it through the app and it went as smoothly as it did when I bought my 6S, which was, which one do you want? You know, what color, what size, and who's your carrier? And it's going to be this much.
60 seconds.
Yeah, it's going to be this much money. You good? I'm good. Stick your thumb here. Okay, thanks. And now we're done. And, you know, there was not, it didn't feel like there was a lot of, but here's the thing is that, so I have like two reasons I think why this might be. I would be fascinated to see the breakdown of what I've always called the evolution track and the revolution track. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we move to 7 and then after 7 should be 7S or, you know, 6 to 6S, 5 to 5S. And I'm curious how many people are like, oh, well, you know, I've had my phone long enough. I'm getting a 7. And how many would go, oh, I've had my phone long enough. I don't want a 7. I'm going to wait for the 7S, you know, which is essentially what the 8 is mm-hmm. just the 7S with a nicer name. So on the one hand, like, I'm curious how much is people who go, I just, you know, I want the revolution model. I want the new, you know, because with the 7, we got the pseudo home button as opposed to the actual clicky home button. And
I've grown accustomed to its feel.
Oh, John, what you did there, I see it and I love you for it.
That's pretty awesome.
So, you know, there's stuff that comes with the revolution model and then there's stuff that comes with the evolution model. And so I wonder how much of it is just maybe there aren't as many people interested in the evolution model, you know, people who do not upgrade every year, and how much of it is maybe a little bit of upgrade fatigue and a little bit of platform maturity where people are going, you know, my phone is good, and there's nothing that profoundly adds functionality to my phone that I don't already have. You know, Touch ID was a big deal, and Apple Pay was a big deal. And so for people who are completely happy with the camera in a 6S or the camera in a 7, you know, or even the camera in a 6 or a 5S, like if what you've got is meeting your needs, maybe you're like, eh, I can wait another year or whatever. And I totally get that. And I'm a person who, it would be lovely to have a new phone every year, but I'm not that person. I just never have been. So the other reason I didn't go for the iPhone 10 is because I don't want to spend $1,000 on something, you know, and let's be honest, it's going to be $1,000 for a phone and then a case.
Well, don't forget Apple Care. I mean, even if you get the 64 gig model for $999, you're looking at sales tax, which brings to $1,050, and then $150 or $100 for Apple Care Plus. So you're talking about $1,200 minimum.
Right. So, but what's going to happen is in 2 years, there's going to be another newer phone, and I'm going to be in love with that one, and I'm going to start thinking.
Yeah, but think what the trade-in will be for an iPhone 10 in September of 18. Think, and then I'll give you $600 for it, or maybe $500.
And then. But also, I could also just dump it in a drawer, you know, which is sometimes what happens to the phone that I have now. And like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to spend $1,000 on something I'm only going to use for a couple of years. And so I think for me, that's part of it, is because I'm not, in essence, leasing my phone, because I don't use the programs from Apple or carriers or anybody where you just pay $25 a month and you have a phone, and then you go trade it in when the new one comes out and now you have a new phone. I'm not on that plan. Now, I might consider it, and if I did, maybe I'd be more excited about a 10. But in the meantime, I have an 8 that I love. The camera is awesome. It's very speedy. I am rapidly also growing accustomed to the not quite home, the not quite button of the home button. Mm-hmm. Restarting is still weird. I'm never going to get over that. I don't think at this point, but I've really enjoyed it. And so if there are people out there who are perhaps concerned about Face ID, or a little bit superstitious about buying a 1.0 version of an Apple product, or just don't see a 4-digit phone purchase in their budget, the iPhone 8 will make you very happy. If you have anything below an iPhone 7, it's a very solid and worthwhile and lovely upgrade. And obviously Apple's not paying me to say this stuff, but I have really enjoyed it. It's a lot faster in a lot of ways that I hadn't really noticed before. It seems like it's processing all of the camera stuff a lot more quickly when I take a picture, mm-hmm. or when I shoot a video, or the focus. Like, all of that seems perkier beyond I was using a 6S, and I will get a certain amount of speed just by upgrading to a newer phone. It seems like some of that GPU stuff is really making a lot of difference in what I'm seeing, and it's pretty great. So I'm very happy with it. And if you're, you know, if you're looking for something for Christmas for somebody, or it's time for you to upgrade to a new phone, like maybe you finally decided that the 5S that you have, its time has come, or, you know, something like that. This is a really nice upgrade.
All right. Now, John, you did not buy an 8, and I'm curious, are you planning on buying a 10 tonight?
Right now, I'm planning on it, but I'm sort of in the boat between you and Kelly. I'm eager to explore these new technologies. I'm fascinated by the Face ID and by the wireless charging and by the larger screen and 600 billion operations per second. I've been toying with the idea of going to the bigger Plus models, but this solves my problem. I'm in love with OLED. I think that's a great technology. So technically, I'm very eager to acquire it. However, I have an iPhone 7. Mm-hmm. And like you, I'm going to go online tonight, if I remember to wake up. And I'm going to see how it goes. If I start having problems and servers delayed and I have to backtrack, or I have problems, and it comes back and says, okay, great, we'll ship January 14th. I'm going to go, cancel. But if mm-hmm. it goes like Kelly's iPhone 8 purchase, where I get on, I step through it, it says, press here, you know, press your finger to pay for it, you know, we'll ship it, it's done, it takes me 60 seconds, then I will do it.
All right. And are you looking at 64 or 256 gig for storage?
You know, I've had 64 and 128 phones back and forth along the way. 128 has proven to be too much for me. And so I can live with 64 on a phone because of the way I use it. Mm-hmm. Save me some money. But I probably will get Apple Care and there'll be sales tax. And I'm looking at $1,200. And like Kelly, that gives me pause. But I'm enthusiastic about the technology and I want to be able to explore it and write about it. So
now,
I'll give it a shot.
For the record, I'm not excited. I'm super pumped to see how Face ID works. I'm really excited to see how all of those things happen in the wild. I'm very curious how people are going to interact with a phone. After finally being trained to a home button, what are people going to do when there is no home button at all? How are regular folks out in the world going to be able to adjust to
funny you should ask, Kelly, because Mac Observer has been running a series of articles, thanks to our glorious Jeff Butts and others, on how you handle an iPhone 10 without the home button. In other words, how you do screenshots and how you do a hard reboot. And so
there's a difference between I'm explaining this to you because you don't know how, and how many people are going to be at home with it or comfortable with it. Or, you know, I take way more screenshots now, or I used to take screenshots and I gave it up when I got this new phone because it's a pain in the tuchus and I can't do it and whatever.
I equate that to Touch ID. Remember when we first got our phones with Touch ID, we had to sit there and patiently wiggle our finger or our thumb onto the Touch ID sensor until the fingerprint pattern played out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a new thing for us. And you could consider that to be annoying and a hurdle, or you could consider it part of the joy of exploring a new phone and embracing the technology. So I think Face ID enrollment is going to be the same thing.
Well, enrollment, yeah, but I'm talking about like practice of things, you know, out in the world, and that's going to be interesting to me. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, John, was you buy your phone outright, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're one and done.
I get myself a loan and just...
Yeah, but yeah. Jeff, you do not.
No, I'm on the AT&T upgrade program. So for me, what I'll be doing is actually bypassing all the advice that I gave everyone yesterday of going into the Apple Store app and having the Apple Store open in your web browser and all that. I'm going to the AT&T website and I'm going to do it there. And for me, what it comes down to is, can I get an iPhone 10 delivered to me before Thanksgiving? And if so, great, then I'm going to get one. And the capacity will be based on what's available. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you tomorrow morning if I have if I have an iPhone 10 with 64 gig or 256 gig on the way.
You know, 1 year, Jeff, I tried to buy a phone at midnight California time, mm-hmm. and I wanted 64, and it said, sorry, 64 is sold out. So, you know, all you can get is a 128. So I said, ah, shucks. So I paid the extra money and I bought a 128 iPhone 6S. Mm-hmm. And then you told me that like 7 minutes later, when you got through, you bought a 64 space gray phone. And I'm going, what happened?
Yeah.
So if tonight it happens to me and it says, no, you got to buy a 128 and spend the extra $150. And now I'm looking at $1,400. I'm going to have to make a command decision real quick.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You will. So, and for me, it's a matter of a difference of a few dollars a month since I'm not paying outright for the phone. So I like to think of it, I'm on AT&T's lease program for a phone, mm-hmm. and it's great because it's an interest-free lease. So, you know, I know what my fixed cost is and it makes it a lot easier. And I think this is why Apple is not going to have trouble selling a four-digit price tag phone. It's because people can do this interest-free finance thing through mm-hmm. Apple or through their carriers, and it takes the sting off of it.
How much are you paying a month, can I ask?
For the phone or for my whole service?
Just for the phone.
For the phone, it is, what is it right now? I want to say it's about $25 a month. For the mm-hmm. phone. Mm. So for me, it'll be, I'm assuming I'm going to pay about $35 a month for an iPhone 10.
Easy enough.
Easy mm-hmm. enough. But here's the kicker. If I can't get an iPhone 10 within that set time frame I've given myself, then I am not upgrading my phone this year and I'm sticking with an iPhone 7. And the reason I'm going to do that is because if I push myself out much farther than that, I I'm going to completely screw up my annual upgrade cycle.
Right.
And yes, I know I can do early payoff and then get back in the cycle. But you know what? I'd rather not have to pay for 2, 3, 4 months of my phone. That I don't have. Yeah. At the end, just so that I can get the next model down the road, I'd rather just stick with the iPhone 7 and then maybe put my money towards a HomePod, which will cost a lot less than a phone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's all right. So here's what I'm getting, and we have to wrap up. We're out of time. But here's what I'm getting out of what we've all been saying today. There's a lot of really cool features in iPhone 8 and iPhone 10. And if you are coming from something earlier than an iPhone 7, then moving to the 8 is kind of cool because you get the faster processor. You get the better camera system. You get the True Tone display. You get wireless charging support. And if you're on an iPhone 7 or earlier, and you want to go like all the way to the new technology, and you're not as concerned about price, then the iPhone 10 sounds like a great option because now you get the OLED screen, but then the other things. But and you get the bigger screen. But then the other thing is you already get with the iPhone 8. You get the nice camera. Well, iPhone 10 camera is going to be better. But you get nice cameras. You get the wireless charging. So it feels like it's coming down to what model phone do you have right now and how much money do you really want to spend on a new phone and how important are the iPhone 10 features to you?
Can I get 15 seconds in here? I know we're running out of time.
Okay.
One more consideration, and that is when you're done with your iPhone 10, where's it going to go? Are you going to hand it down to somebody who may not be as embracing of the technology as you are, or trade it in? So there's another thought.
Yep. We're at the point now where with our phones, we need to think about their end of life, even as we're buying them.
Right.
So that's just something else to plan for. All right. So, Kelly, you may be up, but that's only to watch Stranger Things 2.
That's correct.
And John and I will be up, or at least I will be up. John will likely be up if he remembers to have Siri wake him up. And then we'll see what we end up with tomorrow morning. All right. So with that, we are out of time. We need to wrap up. Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
It was my pleasure.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
Welcome. Always good to be here. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, John.
And listeners, good hunting tonight. I hope if you're shopping for an iPhone 10 that you get exactly what you want, exactly when you want it. And I'll let everyone know tomorrow what I ended up with or not. And have a great day. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.